Activating meridians. Alignment. Instability in field. Negative. Charge aligning matrix field. Positive. Coordinates reached, Commander.
Activate the Chardé field.
Activations of multidimensional engines.
Launch communications probe.
Power levels to maximum.
Activate all dimensional levels of communication.
Communication established.
The voice you hear is known as Bob. Ladies and gentlemen, we have reached our destination. This is the last slave planet in the galaxy. Under all agreements, under all rights, under galactic law, we now proclaim this planet free. The dissension of the true human consciousness has begun.
Energizing Shambhala Diamonds.
The men, women, and children of this planet are now set free. Critical mass.
Integration onto microcosm, expanding linear space.
Prepare for landing.
Free space activation.
Right, welcome to the Dark City Show, everybody out there in the world of the internet. Chris, can you mute for me, please? Thank you. So if you do want to join us, or just a few of us tonight, there's me, myself, and I, and there's the server, and there's me, and, oh yeah, there's Chris, Lee, and Don, or Don, Lee, and Chris, whichever way you want to do it. And any of you that would like to join us, that's pretty easy to do if you've got Skype. Just add Bob's backyard and drop me a message, or just say, get us in, or something, and I'll pull you in to the call as if by magic. Well, as if by the internet. We've also got a telephone line, and you can remain anonymous on that line completely if you want to. Just put in the 1471 in the UK or whatever you do abroad to blank out your number, and then... just stick in the international code +44 161 298 0298. If you're ringing from the UK, 0161 298 0298. Alternatively, you can join us in the chat room, which is hosted on IRC and on Net, and the room name is #Bob's Backyard. Right. What else can I tell you? This week? Well, we got a few little bits kicking over from the Resistance News, which we're going to kind of touch on. I do think Don had a few bits you wanted to say. So, yeah, please join us. Let us know what you're about, what you're doing. I haven't heard from Boris this evening, the Angry Anarchist, so I don't know if that show's going to be on tonight. But stay tuned. We never know what's going to happen on the Dark City. I have been asked about another show. Which they haven't come back to me. I don't know if these people were joking about relationships and stuff they wanted to do. So yeah, if they are serious, please get in touch with us. We are a platform, and we are there to put on your art, your voice, your actions or resistances, whichever we're going to call them nowadays. The play on words is getting a bit crazy, isn't it? So yeah, that's what we're here to do. We have got a little bit stabler over the last few weeks, although we've had a few bumps and lumps along the way, and that has given us a much stabler platform. We've only lost Skype. I hope I'm not tempting Providence here. We've only lost Skype twice over the last, three times over the last 7 days, so that's really cool. Oh yeah, so things looking up. Anyway, that's my little bit of news. Please, once again, contact us, dial in, get in touch, and pass it around. Dark City will be here as long as we use it. If we don't use it, we will lose it. It's as simple as that. We are not liked, generally, by the other media streams. And, yeah. Anyway, Dawn, let me throw it over to you, if I may.
Yeah, well, we were talking about the march for Monsanto on May the 25th. And while we were on that subject, actually, I came across, I just kind of was Googling something, because I brought up Ceres, and I also mentioned in the Resistance News show that I thought there was a link, if they weren't one and the same, well, then there's something, obviously, quite a lot of connections between them, Monsanto and Ceres, that is, who are both biotech corps and produce GMO seeds. Anyway, I found this article. It's entitled Monsanto and Ceres Announce Important Product Discovery and Development Collaboration. St. Louis and Los Angeles, April 3rd. Monsanto Company and Ceres today announced an important product discovery and development collaboration focused on applying genomics technologies to provide improvements in certain agricultural crops. Our new alliance with Ceres provides us access to a proprietary knowledge base that will accelerate Monsanto's product pipeline. By marrying the complementary genomics capabilities of Ceres with the product development capabilities of Monsanto, we will be in a position to deliver additional value to farmers worldwide, said Hendrik Verfilly, if that's how it's pronounced, Chief Executive Officer of Monsanto. So there you go, it's quite alarming how they're expanding their control. Obviously, I really need to reiterate, like I've said this before time and time again, about the processed food being really bad, and I'm sure most of our listeners are aware of this already, so I'm not trying to insult MG's intelligence here, but in terms of like organic is really growing your own, because then you know what you're eating. I was actually with a few friends today, and one of my friends was drinking a sugar-free sweetened energy drink, so I thought I would tell her about it. It's not actually better for you to drink that than the non-sweetened, because it's artificial sweeteners. Usually you find, if you look at the ingredients in these cans, you'll find aspartame or sucralose or some sort of artificial poison, for want of a better term. And if all you have to do is Google it, and I think it was about 90-odd possible side effects. And obviously, yeah, I know that not everybody gets all of the side effects, but there is certain side effects that you will get with these things. And a lot of the things, like, we're coming up with, like, anxiety, neurological problems, like memory problems, aggression... so behavioural kind of stuff as well, which also kind of connects to, I've found in myself personally, right, I can only speak for myself here, but I have looked into it as well and seen like there is other people talking about experiencing the same things as me, in terms of when I eat chocolate, I find that makes me angry. When I eat cheese, I find if I have cheese at night and then I go to sleep and I wake up in the middle, I usually have a nightmare and then I wake up after cheese, because for some reason it makes me anxious. So I've got rage, It's like I always have rage syndrome when I have chocolate. So I kind of, especially Cadbury chocolate, I'm not sure if it applies to all the types of chocolate. I haven't really tested it out. And to be honest, I don't really eat much chocolate for that reason. But I find as soon as I don't eat chocolate, I'm fine. I don't get angry. I don't, well, okay, that's a lie. I do get angry sometimes, but it's the times I get angry is if it's for, there's something that's really genuinely triggered that it takes a lot to get me angry. There is a connection, obviously, with what you eat. You are what you eat, and certain foods will affect you negatively, I would say, in your behaviours. And whilst I think it's okay to have every single emotion, it's healthy. We need to have negative emotion, or so-called negative emotions. We need to have anger. We need to have sadness. We need to experience everything to kind of get a grasp on reality. But, you know, I kind of went off on a tangent there, but I felt that was really important to get that information out there. And my personal experience, and see if anybody else has been through similar. You know, call in if you've felt the same effects from the same foods or different foods, even. You know, if something else triggers you, it's really interesting.
I agree with you, Dawn, regarding emotions. We should have emotions, but we shouldn't surrender ourselves. We shouldn't be ruled by them. You're quite right. And the triggers, to notice and find your own triggers, I think, is paramount in taking control back for our own well-being. Often we are triggered not only by foods, but it can be smells, it can be colours, situations, all sorts of things. So yeah, I think it's really, really important, especially in our modern day. You know, there is nobody out there going to look after you at the end of the day. It does boil down to individuals taking back their own power, I suppose. I don't know if power is the right word, but definitely responsibility for themselves. So yeah. It's good stuff. And as Dawn says, if you do want to ring in, then please do so. Let us know about these things. The research, we learned this with Rick and Rick's show, the research is paramount. It doesn't matter whether they don't listen. As long as it's not something like, let's go and drink 60 pints of vodka or your own urine, smoke crack, you know, then let's hear about it, you know. Let's hear about it. It might be really useful to someone, especially if someone like Dawn, they're having these effects after eating certain things. Then it can be it can turn into quite a serious chain of events that can be prevented just by us sharing our experiences. Dawn, you have something more to add? Please do.
I'd just like to say, if I could say one thing from my experience of having, like I've tried process, I've tried unnatural, and I've never had it as a huge part of my what I eat. Usually I try to eat as much fresh stuff as possible. I focus on, having this knowledge, I focus on eating as natural foods as possible and eliminating foods with chemicals from my diet as far as possible. It's not always completely possible to totally eliminate it, but I try to have very, very little with chemicals, because the chemicals are the things, these unnatural chemicals and sweeteners and whatnot, are the things that are tampering with your brain chemistry, and they're really, really bad for you. If I could recommend anything, really, is just to keep as natural as possible and look at the ingredients on the back, look at the packaging, read and focus on what is actually in these products, because if you look at the majority, I mean, for example, your soft drinks, your sports drinks, 90% or more than 90% of them, if you look in a supermarket, you look at the ingredients, you're going to find something nasty in them or something you're like, what the fuck is that, you know? Really, if you don't know what something is, then you're kind of going to question it. What is the effects? If I don't know what that is that's in, what ingredient that is, what is it doing to me? You know, look for ingredients, you know what they are. Then you know what they're going to do to your body. That's all I wanted to say. Chris, I believe you want to jump in.
Yeah, just before Chris, just before you do, Chris, you really want to have a look at what chocolate actually is, and have a look what it actually does do. I'm not going to go into this too much,
But please go and have a look and research what chocolate does to the body, and then ask yourselves why you're giving it to children. Chris?
Yeah, Dawn, you mentioned about checking the product, the ingredients of products. I see a lot of people in the supermarket look at the ingredients, more so now than ever. But basically, the key to it is, if you can't pronounce it, it's not going to do you any good. That's the way I see it. It's an easy method of sorting the wheat from the chaff. If you can't pronounce it and it doesn't look like it comes from Collins English Dictionary, steer clear of it. It's not going to do you any good.
And always go for the, I mean, if you really have to drink Coke, then go for the full sugar one. Don't go for the Diet Coke, because the Diet Coke is full of neurotoxins. It's got about 5 extra unnatural ingredients as opposed to the normal Coke. And I mean, I'm not lecturing people and telling them what they can and can't eat. It's entirely up to themselves and to make that decision for themselves. But what I will say is, having a bit of knowledge about what things like Coke do to the body, having trained, you know, and all that kind of stuff, I know that it encourages a gastric acid reflux up your esophagus, and it burns the lining of your esophagus, and causes all sorts of nasty things. And it can actually result, if you drink a lot of these fizzy drinks or even alcohol, these kind of things, or coffee, it can cause peptic and gastric ulcers. And in the worst case, extreme cases, it could perforate your esophagus and cause all sorts of nasty infections, like peritonitis and whatnot, which can be fatal. So yeah, that is extreme, but you know, it just gives you an idea how bad these things are for you, because it's like basically like pouring acid down your throat.
My way of thinking is reverse psychology. If it says it's good for you, it's probably bad for you. If it says it's diet, you're probably going to get fat from it.
Absolutely. Because it's full of unnatural things that tamper with how your body chemistry works.
Read the small print first and then read the large print. Don't read the large print first, because that appeals to the subconscious mind, the large print. And that is the trick. That is how they're getting us on all these poisonous foods. Read the small print first. And if you can't pronounce it, ditch it. Put it back on the shelf. Go somewhere else. And it's very difficult. I go around the supermarkets. There's very little you can eat when you're very conscientious about what ingredients are in there. And it's very depressing. But you've got to get over that. Keep looking. Find the foods that are understated. Have them. The ones with the big signs, forget it. Forget it. Over to you, Dawn.
I just want to add into that, Chris. A lot of this can be solved as well. It's just our shopping habits as well. I found that in the big supermarkets, when you look at all the meats, it's all preparation. It's actually only contained something between 78% and 89% meat, and other things was meat glues and injections to beef it up and things like that. And I started buying my meat at the local butcher's, and obviously it kind of made sense that his suppliers are going to be in a smaller chain, so it's more chance of him coming from local farmers or farmers in the region, at least, that he's getting his meat from, where the supermarkets, that meat's traveled halfway around the world before it's arrived to your plate.
That's right. The word meat is such a broad bracket. I mean, you go into a curry house, you can get a lamb curry, you can get a chicken curry, you can get a pork curry. And then underneath that, what have you got? Meat curry. Now, aren't lamb, chicken and pork meat? So what's going on there? It's a bit of a con, I think, this word meat.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
I was just going to say about the diet products making you fatter. Aspartame, you carry more particles of water. So, yeah, you won't get fatter, but you will get bigger. You'll literally blow up because it's a toxin, and your body will surround it with water. So if you're having a diet thing containing aspartame, eventually, and you can see it. I mean, it sounds funny, and people are laughing their asses off. I think that's what it stands for. I'm not very good on text jargon. But yeah, it's quite true. It's quite true. You see people and they're drinking these low calorie additives, sugar additives, aspartame, and they're saying and drinking it because I'm on a diet. It's like, great.
My research has led me to look at what the elites eat and what the royals eat. If you keep Googling that, they know what to eat and what not to eat. And you look at these posh restaurants and the top chefs. Now, they all swear by pink Himalayan salt. 2 weeks ago, I believe, on the Saturday cooking show, they were raving up pink Himalayan salt. Now, a year ago, I went to see my parents. Now, they think I'm absolutely crazy with all the stuff I say. And I said to them, you've got to get on this pink salt, Mum and Dad. You've got to get on it. And they're like, they just paid me a bit of lip service, yeah, whatever. And then a year later, on my mother's birthday, she comes around. Oh, she said, Dad was watching Saturday cooking show, and you were right about the pink salt.
It's only because it's been on the TV, Chris. These people, the TV's got to tell them. Yeah, so what you want to say is, next time you see him, you say, Mum, do you watch the BBC One show? Yeah, well, the guy who was on the BBC, he's real. Oh, it's real. Oh, they should all do that. You know, he's been on the telly, him, Chris. Aren't you lovely? Oh, you're such a good boy, you, Christopher, working with the man off the television.
That's right. I'm a good little boy. I got a pat on the head.
You see, the only excuse, Chris, and I'm not having to go at your parents here, I'm having to go at all of them. The only problem is these people don't smoke crack and they don't drink their own urine. Now, this worries me. If they were smoking crack and drinking their own urine, then they would have, I can understand their mindset, but they're not. So perhaps we should suggest that the people from now on drink their own urine and start smoking crack. At least then they will have an excuse for talking such shite. Dawn, over to you, dear.
I just wanted to say, you were bringing up about the parents thing. My parents think I'm mental. They think that there's something wrong with me because... a lot of things I talk about, they're like, you know, I mean, don't get me wrong, my parents are quite intelligent people, but they are suffering from cognitive dissonance, I don't want to know, you know, kind of syndrome. I'm not interested, and they think I am nuts.
Well, the same visit my parents came round, they've been researching me on the internet. They've been paying attention to me because they think I'm going nuts. And my mother said to me, she said, Chris, she said, do you take drugs? And I said, no, Mother, I do not take drugs. I will smoke a herb, which is called cannabis. Oh, she said, that reminds me of Coronation Street. She said, they were on about cannabis in the cafe. I had a look at it on YouTube, the most recent, I think it was a week ago, Roy's Caff, and they're serving up hash brownies and the old ladies with arthritis, they feel an awful lot better now, and they're all on the pot cakes, they're on the space cakes in Coronation Street. So that's brilliant, absolutely brilliant, and it backs up Rick's message, Rick Simpson's message, definitely. So can you believe that? Cannabis, the benefits of cannabis on Coronation Street. There you go. Over to someone else.
Just on the mention of Monsanto, and this might seem a little bit weird to most people, and the Rick Simpson thing, and there are quite some other big hitters, I suppose, the known, as we do know the numbers are actually faked up a lot of the time, but they get to between 3,000 and 8,000 listeners, so-called, live on their stream. Of course, you can become a listener by logging onto there instantly, and we don't get a listener until you've been on our stream for half an hour, so it is a little bit cooked up. However, if we can get our friends in places to kind of come together and work on a single cause, we could literally climb up the ladder and put two fingers up at all of them. This is quite simple. You notice in the player, for the people who are actually listening live now, we can change what it says in the player. I can put whatever you would like in that player. And now that is picked up on the stream and put where anybody mirrors us, wherever we're picked up in the Voscast listings and so forth. And so we can start writing the messages. Of course, this would actually take quite a massive event from where we are as Dark City Radio, because we'd have to hit in excess, we'd have to get in the top 5 or 10, so we'd have to get at least 1,000, maybe 2,000 people to tune in for at least half an hour before we'd get up there. Now, this would have to be unique IPs as well. So I know we get a few people who try and bump our numbers, and it's nice that they do that by logging on multiply, but I only deal with unique IPs. Unique IPs. Because we want to know exactly what's going on. We like to look at the little figures of the people who are staying logged on 24 hours a day. So that's really important to us as a little station, that people do actually log on. And we've been running a little bit of a secret competition. And I'd just like to tell you, at the moment, that Spain is way out ahead of anybody by 6 hours. Okay. And I'd just like to point out that Spain make up less than 10% of our viewers. I just want to commend Spain and anybody who's actually listening from Spain at the moment. We are actually getting out there. And that's not you, Lee, by the way. I think somebody else topped you last night. it is really cool that we have got those people on there. But as an orchestrated event, this doesn't involve us hacking in or doing anything. This will actually involve people actually all coming together and tuning their radio station in or their radio player to our station on those specific days. I suggest maybe the 4th of May beforehand, so we could put up the Monsanto banner. Might be quite an apt thing to do. Of course, it would take a lot of organising to actually pull that off. We've got to actually pull a couple of thousand minimum people together for one day. Less than a day. If we could do it for an hour, it would be fun. It would be really fun. There's a lot we can do. It's only very small stuff. I mean, but you've got to organise things. We've got to come together on a day. There is a hell of a lot of people out there. I'm convinced there is well over 2,000 or 3,000 people just in the UK alone that would love just to put the fingers up at the main media stream. The top boys up there, you know, just to go up and ask them a question. And trust me, it will get noticed. It really will get noticed. Of course, we're not interested in being up there with all that conflict. It would be fun. And again, going off the legal stuff you can do, make it fun. If you go out and have any direct activist work, make it fun, make it enjoyable. And above all, don't become another fallen hero. We want live heroes. We don't want fallen heroes. Don? Dawn?
We set this radio up because we kind of stand apart in the sense that we're non-corporate. We don't have any corporate sponsors. We see this time and time again, I know. But can't emphasise the importance of it as in terms of being able to say what you want and not having that corporate control censoring what you say. So we can have guests on who, and we don't limit what they can say, give them free rein to get information out. We never try to censor them in any way. It's really our motivation I can't really talk about other people, but my motivation has never been about money. And that is why I got involved with this radio station, because I've always been, it's just something I've loved to do, you know, since I first stepped, went on air, it was actually being interviewed. I don't mind admitting that I didn't feel confident enough to have my own show when I first came on here. I didn't come on with the intention of having my own show. I came on just to to have some experience of being on radio, and I thought I'll just hang with the Dark Side crew, you know, I'll just pipe in whenever I've got something that I want to say. But then I interviewed a couple of people and I thought, hang on a minute, I actually really enjoy this. So I thought, well, there's no harm, you know, I mean, I'd quite like to actually have a show. So I kind of caught the bug for it, and I, the rest is history, as you know. I think, like, from what I'd been doing, I'd been doing activism before and whatnot, various kind of different kinds of activism, but I'd never felt like it'd been... I felt this opportunity was perfect because it was a radio station that was, okay, it's internet, but the time zone, the times that the shows were on, and, okay, yes, it is a 24-hour station, but because the... It's at the moment it's based in the UK and everything, the time suit me for to have a show, so that is why I want, another reason why I wanted to get involved with this. Does anybody else have anything to say? Because really, I mean, that's all I wanted to say.
Yeah, it's good stuff, Dawn. It's good that because that's what it's about, giving people a platform to express themselves.
Oh yeah, I just remembered what I was going to say actually. I just thought it was really the best way to get information out was I could do a lot more being on air and getting the message out on air and getting it. But I tend to find that my shows are not about me so much. I don't make it about me. I make it about who I have on. And I try to select a variety of different guests in my show so that I can get many different messages across, a lot of different information across. And I find... It's as well as having the guests on and them getting their information out, which is fantastic. I'm also learning a lot from it, so I'm really enjoying the experience. And my guests or people that are listening to my show, obviously they'll get something from it as well, which is, you know, it's great.
Well, they do, Dawn. Although we don't get massive numbers of viewers.
Doesn't matter. It's never been about.
No, well, the thing is, we are actually getting a lot of hits. There is, I don't know how many, we're into thousands of listeners now, of views on the Devil's Penis, I mean YouTube, excuse me. So yeah, we are getting, and I don't know, I'd have to actually go and have a look. I think it's over 10,000 anyway, so there's over 10,000 on there. And you look at some of the shows that we've had just recently, and the newer shows are getting up to the, you know, within the 300 and 500 hits within a couple of weeks, some of them within a week, they're starting to soar. So whether we like it or not, it is getting out there. It definitely is. The actual website itself, which covers not just with the YouTube, you see, people look at those numbers. You're only seeing a very small percentage of it. You really are. And again, none of it is corporate. None of it. Even if you do go and sucking Satan's cock on YouTube. And I know we make a bit of a joke about this, but, you know, I have a look at a lot of the people in the truth movement, and they've got a lot of... I'm not a truther, me, you see. I'm not really trying to find out the truth. But a lot of people within that movement are good people with you know, a positive attitude, and they're looking for solutions, and they can identify their issues and they're sorting them out. But, you know, for a lot of them, what have they actually done? They've made a video and put it on YouTube. And, you know, nobody's knocking it because, you know, I've made a lot of videos myself and put them on YouTube, and I get brilliant feedback now from aquaponics people all over the world. And that's, you know, it touches me because, oh yeah, you know, like Chris said earlier and Bob, it's about getting the information out there. So yeah, it is a way to do it. But for me, it's about being different. It's about, I can't help it. It's just, that's how it is. I just probably didn't get such what you'd call a good formal education, but then ended up working in educational policy. The irony of this situation, because I do think what I am, what they call divergent. I'm divergent in my thinking. Luckily enough, I wasn't medicated for that as a child. So, as an adult, 49 years of age, old enough nearly not to be able to remember. I'm now where I feel in a beautiful position where I can be divergent. I can think outside the box. It's all right for me to be different. It really is. So, Chris?
Yeah, I think what you're saying about YouTube videos, you are right, but it can be a springboard to other things. I find myself, I didn't have any confidence to speak in public, and I take this from my school life. I should have worn glasses so I could read, and then when I got the opportunity to read in front of the rest of the class, there wouldn't have been so much ridicule as there was that I couldn't read. And I finally got glasses and was able to read properly. And I discovered all this on YouTube and started by making my own YouTube videos. But it did progress. And now I got involved with a radio station. And tonight I've hosted my first show, which is a big step for me. So yeah, it does spawn other things. People see YouTube videos and it spawns like a Fibonacci spiral. Folk take inspiration from these videos and they'll take it to other things. They'll take it out onto the street. They'll take it to other art forms. So I think it is a very much misunderstood thing. You know, the armchair activism is very misunderstood and underrated, Bob.
Yeah, like I say, I was getting at the actual... is it or isn't it getting out there? Like I said, the YouTube for me is only a very small part of it. And in the early days, we couldn't have done it without them. So it is a little bit tongue in cheek. We've all had to be around the sucking of Satan's cock at some point or another, even myself. I'm not disputing that. However, we are trying to be different and come up with an alternative. And that's why everything's there on MP3 for direct download. It's quicker and it is there. It's more up to date than YouTube because we have to do more work. There's more work involved. And that gives us less time to put shows on, less time to produce, less time to get out the real news. That's, as far as I'm concerned, things you can do something about. That's what news is. It's something you find out and you can do something if you choose to. Not everybody will, of course. Giving you information of events that have already passed is not news. At best, it's old news. It's old news. It's not up to date. It's not current. So that's where I would like to be with this in quite a short space of time, where we have 100 marked mans, 1,000, 100,000, a million, where these people can actually report from their towns. Become the marked man in the street. Let people know in your area that you have got a direct line to Dark City Radio and we can go live free on the internet instantly. We're going to start off the Dark City Hit Squad. And literally, this is built up of people who know how to focus their energies. They're built up of hackers and crackers and maybe even a crack smoker and a piss drinker or two. And they're all people from different walks of life who make up these groups. And the similarity is they're all self-empowered. If you take them away from their group, smash them, fragmentate them, isolate them, they will carry on. They don't know how to do anything else. It's what we're here to do. It's not necessarily, for some of us, it's what we love to do. For others, it's just what we're doing. And others, there is nothing else. So, yeah, I took that as a personal responsibility. I know it's not my responsibility. I know that. But, yeah, it doesn't stop me kind of, like, worrying about it almost. I want to give people the most stable foundation we can on this radio. I would like to see it go further. It'd be beautiful for me to be able to fully conceptualise the idea that I had. This is not theirs. This is ours. All of it. All of it.
Yeah, it belongs to the people.
For the ones who are willing to take responsibility for themselves in the moment and give up possession, Chris. Yes. Yeah. But those that still live in possession, those that still live in possession have got nothing at all. They've got nothing, Chris. My heart goes out to them. It really does, because they defend the position with their children's lives every day.
Yeah, I want to jump in. I put one in the chat room. Anyway, I wanted to go back to the GMO stuff a bit, because I never mentioned about the whole Alzheimer's thing. It's really, even if you avoid the GMO stuff, I mean, a lot of the GMO stuff, as I said about the neurotoxins and whatnot, can cause Alzheimer's, and there is a significant increase in cases of Alzheimer's in recent years. And it's not only through the GMO foods, but also through the heavy metals such as aluminium being sprayed in the chemtrails as well, is causing a lot, and the toxification of the soil as a result of this chemtrail spraying. Now, I know this isn't really supposed to be about chemtrails, this show, but I did want to say that there, for those who wish to try and debunk chemtrails, there is a clear difference between a contrail and a chemtrail, and that contrails can be sprayed at, well, they can only be sprayed at about 30,000 feet, and they obviously vaporise quite quickly afterwards, and they leave a kind of short stream. The difference is, in a chemtrail, a lot lower, the planes fly a lot lower, they leave a long trail which remains for a long time afterwards, and if you look up at the sky, sometimes you'll see like strange patterns in the sky, crisscrossing and just very bizarre patterns, and these are the chemtrails. So there is a very clear, significant difference between a chemtrail and a contrail. There is patents out there for chemtrails, and I just wanted to put that out there, that the Alzheimer's is, but I think, well, maybe Lee wants to say something about that, but yeah, Lee, bring in what you want to say. Sorry?
Just before he does, there is a direct link. I'm not disputing what you're saying, Dor, but like the jury is kind of, for a lot of people, is still out. Not for myself, but for a lot of people. However, there is a direct link between aluminium.
No, I mean, the jury, you're saying the jury, sorry, the jury is out.
Let me finish. You'll kind of, I think you might grasp where I'm at. Regarding injections and the amount of aluminium that is actually in the childhood injections that are being given. If people want to go and check this, the amount of aluminium that is in the immunisation injections is a toxic dose to an adult, and it's being given to a children. So there is a direct link between the heavy metals in children and Alzheimer's, but that's being given through the immunisation. You may be right. There could be a compounded effect, or it could be the main effect within GMO food and within chemtrails, but there is a direct link with aluminium, Alzheimer's, and immunisation. Lee?
Yeah, and just what I wanted to add on, as well as that, just to add, thing I believe chemtrails are happening and all that, just to make that clear, and I've done a lot of looking into it, and before I even heard of chemtrails, I was actually into the study of clouds, and I used to enjoy watching different kinds of clouds and blah, blah, blah. But anyway, contrails can persist. There is certain situations and conditions where a contrail can be laid across the sky and it will stay there for hours and hours and hours. I'm not saying that all the chemtrails that you see are contrails, no, but in certain situations, contrails can persist. But yeah, you are right. They are laying down chemtrails as well. I get heavily sprayed where I am. But yeah, you can't say that every contrail, every long line, if it doesn't disappear behind the plane, it's a chemtrail, because that isn't exactly true.
Either way, something atmospheric has took place, isn't there, Lee? Because you know, even if they are all contrails, then something has actually occurred within the atmosphere, because these are actually appearing. There's, you know what I mean? That, to me, on that level, there's no doubt something is untoward, either atmospheric, maybe not untoward actually, but there has been a severe change in the atmospheric conditions, which is now creating these overcast conditions caused by planes. Now, that never used to happen. I know there's more planes, but it never used to happen. It didn't. So, well, yeah.
Yeah, no, right, I'm with you. Right. I'm with you. With you 1,000% on that one. If you can go up to 1,000%, they're definitely laying chemtrails down at a rapid rate. It's definitely, but I have to add for the level of fact being put out across that if you see a long white line behind a plane, it doesn't guarantee 100% that you're looking at a chemtrail. Maybe 80%. But there are certain conditions that a contrail can persist and spread out in the sky.
Well, one of the, apparently, so I've just been given a link, breaking chemtrail scientist murdered after going on national radio. So I've just been given a link for that. I'll post that to the chat room. That's came in from Croft, so thanks for that. So yeah, like I say, I'm pretty convinced there are some direct lines. And there's some indirect lines to our personal health. I don't have to look any further than the medications that are being prescribed. I don't think Dawn mentioned it before, or maybe Chris, look at the labels. And that was one on food. You shouldn't have to be checking your food. You know, you shouldn't have to be. That's ridiculous. Okay, yeah, side effects on medicines, you know, you tell us. And you know why I know most people don't take the side effects seriously? Why I know they don't read them? Because you wouldn't take the medicine if you had. Dawn?
Get a copy of the BNF and the British National Formulary if you're in the UK, or obviously the version in your own country, whatever it's called. But that gives you the details, the side effects, contraindications, all that kind of jazz about every single drug that Big Pharma are prescribing. And if you read the side effects of these things, the chances are you would probably in most cases avoid these things unless you absolutely felt you need to take them, like if you're in severe pain. But then again, I guess Rick Simpson has a cure for that.
That he does, yeah, without any doubt. And if you're in doubt of that, challenge that as well. That's what we're there. That's what it's about. Yeah, so bring us your stuff. We're getting towards the end of the show. I did want to mention a little bit, and I will, regarding the banks and what's been happening regarding the banks. If you have been following that, I know a few people have. I didn't actually ring them back this week, but I am going to. As I mentioned earlier about the Dark City Hid Squads, which will be doing just this thing, ringing up these various different corporations and hacking them mentally on the telephone. That's what it's been called. It was actually called, was it the Mindfuck? at the same time. Now, look, our intention is never to mess up anybody. But just to for me, it's comedy, it's funny. But just to point out the ridiculous notion of the situation. The score stands at Dark City, £218, and the Lloyds TSB have still not corrected their original banking error. Okay, they had a banking error that cost £135. I'm asking them to pay us back the £135 for the banking error. So, yeah, that's where we're up to with that. I'll be hitting them Monday or Tuesday. It will be going live. We do them live. So if you are about Monday or Tuesday, I don't tell people exactly when I'm going to do it. I don't want them to know I'm ringing. Chris?
Yeah, I'd just like to go back to the chemtrail subject. We skipped over that a little quickly. A scientist has just been murdered. Now, we should send our thoughts out to this scientist's family. This is quite a serious subject. It's kind of pulling on my heartstrings a little. I did mention in Resistance News that people don't get murdered for resisting anymore, and it seems we do. Let's put a little thought out to this scientist's family, please.
Yeah, well, of course, your thoughts go out to people's lost ones all over the world.
And I would like to say something about if anyone's got any doubts about chemtrails or what's going on in our skies, then all you've got to do is think back and remember, think of your childhood and what the skies looked like when you were a kid. You used to be able to see the sun. It wasn't hazy all day. Something is going on. If you doubt it, then you're deluding yourself. Something is going on in our skies. Okay? Back to you, Bob.
Yeah, like I say, my thoughts always go to individuals that have had loss in our lives. I really hope that they've all told one another they love them, and I'm sure that gentleman does and his family does. However, there are hundreds of thousands of people living without shelter, without water, without homes, under the threat of imminent death on our planet right now. And that's where I choose to focus my energies. Our people, it doesn't surprise me in the slightest, Chris. I know, my thoughts go to you as well, bro. But to me, don't surprise me in the slightest that they will rob, cheat, murder and kill. Doesn't surprise me. That's what they do.
It's Don? Nothing new. It's nothing new. We've had the same kind of thing with alternative technologies. When I was a kid, I heard about anyone who researches a gyroscope has been murdered. And free technologies and new technologies. So, if you put yourself out there on a limb with the right evidence on your own, you could become a victim. Join a group. Don't do it on your own. That's all I've got to say about that, I'm afraid.
Yeah, well, personally, join a group or do it on your own. No. We're going to do it anyway, one way or another. Don?
Yeah.
Either way. I just found that as regards to who it is, I think it's Eugene Franklin, because I've just found an article, breaking chemtrail scientist murdered after going on national radio. Environmental scientist Eugene Franklin Malov, Juventa Villa Mojica and Dorothy Stang murdered after releasing lab test results linking chemtrails to the mass death of fish, plant and animal life. I'll put the website link in the chat.
It's already been done. The website link's already in the chat. Yeah.
But it might be a different link for the same thing. So I can put it in anyway. No, it's the same thing. Yeah, it's the same thing. I beg your pardon. Okay.
Okay, folks, that was the Dark City Show. Thanks for having us. Remember, this is your radio. Use it. Or lose it. We're going to play you Chris's new jingle. It's a little bit from the bank. And if you are a member of Lloyd's TSB out there, thank you very much for your contributions to Dark City Radio. And if you are a customer, mention Dark City Radio when you ring, tell them that you want to begin your negotiations at £20 rather than their offer of £10 for your inconvenience of the call. Okay, it won't work. You'll get £15 off the first, and then you'll get put through, and then you can push for £25. Our current rate, as a reseller for the telephone call, is £44.22. This is for every call to the bank now that lasts for more than 10 minutes. And because that should be a service, they should be able to sort out any banking error within 10 minutes. This is 21st century, you know, we've got the internet and automated transaction. You know, what is the problem? If you do take note of that, you can now make yourself approximately more than £60 on every call. Plus, you will get the £15 for the initial call. So that should put you up to £75 per call to your bank, Lloyd's TSB. If you are having problems, let us know. And We'll screw your bank for you. It's the Dark City. Have fun.
I'd already rung the bank and instructed them that payment was not to go out, and they instructed me it wouldn't. I ring back to the bank and I speak to the bank the following day when the money has gone out. Then they raise a dispute. Not me. Not me. Period.
it becomes a dispute with the bank of the company, not with fraud. We can dispute it for you.
If you made a mistake, you made a mistake for the value of £135.
We can dispute it for you.
You made a mistake. You made a mistake. Stop putting it off. It was a dispute between me and the bank. They agreed to pay.
We can dispute it for you.
They've already admitted this. You've been put in a right bad situation here, Paul.
We can dispute it for you.
Really bad situation. You're now trying to defraud me out of that original payment. I don't believe truly in your heart and your mind you're aware of that.
We can dispute it for you.
You can keep telling me that, bro.
Because that's what it is.
You can keep saying that's what it is if you want to. But I mean, you've no evidence to support that at all. My evidence is quite simple. Look at the guidelines that you're following. Your own guidelines. Okay, they apply to you as a banking fraternity, not to me. Stop trying to put your rules onto me. That's not how it works. Okay? They apply to you, not to me.
Every day, we're busy helping our millions of customers get to where they want to go in life. Lloyds TSB.
You shouldn't have paid it out.
For the journey.
Simple.